Hello and welcome back to the show. So today I thought we would go a little bit back to the basics, I guess you could say, and kind of just answer the question what philosophy is, or at least contemplate it. Because it seems like important, right? You know, and interestingly, philosophers can't even seem to kind of agree on this, but here are some thoughts from a non-expert who just kind of likes this stuff, right? So the question itself is a fundamental question to contemplate before getting into philosophy, you know, asking what is philosophy? Stemming from the Greek word philosophia, you might say philosophy is the love of wisdom. But maybe it's simply the study of knowledge or thinking about thinking or learning how to think. Broadly, you could say it's an activity people partake in to discover the truth, seeking to understand the fundamental truths about the world and themselves. You could say philosophy is about asking questions and then reflecting on these very questions, where you might often find yourself more confused and curious from the point you started. This is me constantly. Actually, this was me when thinking about doing this episode. So, it's about asking questions, but what questions is it about? The why questions. Think about when you were 7, 8, or a 9-year-old child who's going through the why question phase. Essentially, philosophy is about answering those questions. Why do we do X, or why should we do X? Those type of things. Why should you read? Why do we go to school? Why do we need to sleep? Why do we need to eat our vegetables? You know, those beginning questions that we start asking ourselves. Some common questions from children that leave their parents frustrated and proclaiming, because it just is, right? We all had a parent say that to us at some point or another. Philosophy is about answering those questions and then continuing that inquiry throughout life, uncovering morality, ethics, meaning, and continuing into the endless abyss of questioning everything, right? But has the question of what philosophy is evolved over time? That's kind of what we're going for today, the kind of this modern understanding of what philosophy is. Has it become answered? Has it found a more definite truth? Well, through observation, you might see philosophy as a beginning point, a method of asking the best question for science, a way of sorting through the questions about life and then passing them on to science. Just look at consciousness. The question in philosophy of what is consciousness, it's a complicated question, and this episode is not the place for the answer, and I'm probably not the place or the person to answer the question, but we can see that a lot of our progress in understanding consciousness comes from neuroscience and the sciences, and philosophy helped develop the right questions for researching that very topic, right? But wait, does this mean we are evolving past philosophy and we don't need philosophy anymore, as some scientists have said, like Neil deGrasse Tyson? But we're far from that, right? The questions we ask ourselves about consciousness, such as what is it to be conscious? What is personhood? How does human consciousness compare to other creatures? All of these had a starting point of human inquiry. That starting point of doing philosophy, inquiring to ask the right questions. In one sense, philosophy is thinking about the conceptual puzzles, as in what are the logical consequences of our conclusions. These conceptual puzzles make the discussion of philosophy really interesting. See, people doing philosophy are not routinely going out and doing empirical studies to find the answers in the world. That's where the science comes in, right? Philosophy is more about asking the questions for those empirical studies and what those studies mean for us conceptually in our knowledge. In a simplistic sense, they help us think about the meaning of life in a way. Along with these conceptual puzzles, you are playing a sort of mind game, trying to fit everything together, forming a coherent and consistent worldview. This is what philosophy helps to do. It takes our inconsistent viewpoints about life and destroys them. It demonstrates the logical inconsistencies that they force you to conclude. It takes you from what you intuitively think the world is to what the world actually is from your perspective. This broad range of inquiry allows philosophy to put its foot in all areas, from the sciences, technology, health, politics, and anything else you can imagine within the world of ideas, right? It's all a conceptual puzzle waiting for philosophical inquiry. It's an analysis of ideas and the conceptual relations among them. But at the end of the day, I don't think we really know what philosophy is yet. But I'm going to do philosophy to find out. But as always, thanks for watching, and hit that subscribe button below. And yeah, thanks for watching. Peace.